Lemai, good day. In one of my previous talks, we visited part of the north area of the parish of Rushen, mentioning the Dippers, Serby and Bradder. This week we shall visit the Lagan, the Hollows, and Cassan footpaths of the south of the parish, moving quickly from Port Lamora, Port St Mary, up Fistard, which means Fisher's Garth or Farm, Fishgarth, and has always been famous for its fisheries, and to the Barney Moo, which should be the Burna Vua, Great Gap, and Glen Chas, or Glodden Shast, meaning Sedge Glen. It is in this area that our only surviving Manx speaker, Mr. Ned Madrill, lives. It would not be fair to pass by without letting you know of this remarkable man, for he is now approaching his 91st year, and really young at heart. He learnt his Manx from his auntie, with whom he stayed as a child. So you can understand why we Gaelic speakers are so interested in the pronunciation of particular words. He is president of An Cheshire Gaeltacht, the Manx Speaking Society, and a most helpful and pleasant person to meet. Numerous tape recordings have been taken, and professors in such countries as Norway and America, and also the president of ERA, have shown a great interest in these recordings. It is interesting to note that, although this island is only a small area of solid rock with a little soil scattered on top of it, it embodies so much interest for enthusiasts rarely found in other countries many times its size. Here we have the deep cracks in the earth, the chasms, and for the rock climber there is Spanish Head, Blackhead and Bladderhead. There is also sea fishing, river trouting, rock fishing, mountain walks, bird watching, motor racing, wildlife, boating, yachting, riding the big waves, and bathing on the calm sandy beaches. Even this parish has the lot. But best of all, we have our own national language, which in these talks may awaken our thoughts to many interesting names that we so readily use. For instance, how many of the residents know that Marashan Crescent is really Mar Ashen? Mar or Marga is field and Ashen is gorse. So it is Mar Ashen, gorse field. Another is in Darrock, the oak. Do you know the meaning of the place where you live? Almost every rock and creek has a Manx name, and from Port Lamora, round by Cion Dhu, Blackhead, Cion Spania, Spanish Head, and Kittleland to Port Charn, Port Erin, you'll find these names. Bordna earlier, the Eagle's Table. Bowna Arry, the tidal rock of the Watch. Boru Ned, Nest Hill. Cabdal Gior, Creek of the Horses. Kega Point, Rocks of the Calf. And Cadna Gorgon, the Chasm's Headland. And scores of others. Before leaving the place names, I should mention the How. How is a headland, usually near the coast. The How Hill is well known to those who travel to Craignish, Rock of Ages, and the Sound. It is also the practice in times past for preachers taking the services on Sundays in this district to be entertained at tea, as many would come long distances on foot. During the following week, the vicar called on this kind lady, and in the course of their chat, she told him that she had had the locust preachers to tea on Sunday. "No, no," said the Reverend, "not locust preachers at all. Locusts are things that eat up everything." That's them," she said. Now, as usual, here are the meaning of some of your surnames. Madrell. In 1511, it was Madra, a dyer who specialized in madder dye. Karen, K-A-R-R-A-N. Before the 1400s, it was Macaron, M-S-C-C-A-R-R-O-N. It was also Karen, K-E-R-R-O-N, and C-H-A-R-R-O-N, and suggests black. A Karen was in the Keys in 1502. Kegan, K-E-G-I-N, was McKegan, and later, in 1690, it was Kegeen, K-E-G-E-N-E. The farm named Ballykegan is from this family. Quine, Q-U-I-N-E. The earliest records spell it Q-U-Y-N. And of course, as MacQuine, had the Mac before it. Mac, Q-U-Y-N. Mac meaning son of. It has been spelt a dozen different ways, such as Q-U-Y-N-E, Q-U-O-I-N, A-Q-U-O-I-N-E, and M-S-E-S-U-A-I-N. It means page boy or servant. MacQuine was the name of a Norse king. There are many Ballyquines throughout the island.